We'd like to pay tribute now to a friend and neighbor on the airwaves, Ray Davis, born May 2nd, 1933. On his 15th birthday, Ray Davis said goodbye to his mother, goodbye to farm life in Wango, Maryland. He went off to be an announcer at a brand new radio station in Delaware. That was 60 years ago, and he's now been playing country music on the air ever since.
Well, a great big howdy and welcome on a Sunday morning to the Ray Davis Show from 88.5 FM. Turn up your radio and stay tuned. It's Mother's Day, and Mom, this is for you right here. Good advice for all of you folks.
That's Ray Davis on member station WAMU in Washington, D.C. Davis is an institution among bluegrass lovers in these parts. But back on that chicken farm, he started by announcing to a feathered audience.
In those days, we didn't have running water at the chicken house, and we had these big barrels, you know. And I would have to pump those barrels full, and I hated every minute of it. So as I was pumping, I'd be singing in the barrels. I would listen to my voice coming back. And then I would do my best Tony Marvin impersonation as an announcer, and I thought, that's not too bad.
One day, Ray Davis heard a new sound on the radio, a kind of country music that would later be called bluegrass.
They had Bill Monroe on, and it was the kind of music that just turned me on. I was just a young boy, but it was a banjo, fiddle, and mandolin, and they were singing that high, lonesome sound, and I was hooked, and I have never let it go since that day.
Darling, you toyed with a toy heart. I think I played the game right from the start.
Radio called the young Ray Davis from his home. Over the years, he's introduced Flatten Scruggs, Del McCoury, Patsy Cline, Ernest Tubb, Hank Williams, Johnny Cash, and of course,
the Stanley Brothers, Carter and Ralph.
And did we mention he broadcast for 38 years from a used car lot?
Yes, indeed, folks. The Stanley Brothers are coming to you live today from Johnny's at 4801 Harford Road in Baltimore. We've got Santa Claus with us. We've got good food for the family, candy for the young folks, and we've got for you right now, Ralph Stanley.
This is the Christmas party at Johnny's Used Cars in 1963. Ray Davis did what he had to do to play the music he wanted to play. Once he even worked as a pitch man at a radio station in Mexico.
Oh, I sold everything. I sold everything from baby chicks, the Lord's Last Supper tablecloths, to more weight, to Kelpadine. More weight put weight on them. Kelpadine took it off. And I also sold a product there, radioactive dirt. That offer didn't last long, but neither did the people that used it. So.
Since 1981, Ray Davis has spread the bluegrass gospel on member station WAMU in Washington, D.C., and he's recorded bluegrass in his basement studio since the 1960s. Hundreds of recordings, like this one, called An American Medley. They appear on albums under his Wango label. Last night, Ray Davis celebrated 60 years on the air, and his birthday, number 75.
I enjoy what I do, and I enjoy it when people enjoy what I do and they let me know it.
Ray Davis, he's the host of The Ray Davis Show on WAMU's Bluegrass Country. Mr. Davis, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Andrea, and if you'll listen tomorrow morning at 10, I'll play you a song. Thank you very much.
Want to hear that song? You can listen to Ray's show online tomorrow at bluegrasscountry.org.